That's right, boys. Take him away. Throw the book at him. That's right. I'm pressing full charges. I told you, Bizarre, not to mess with the bull, son. Because in the end, you'll only get the whole. Yeah, screw you too, Daryl. Screw you, buddy. Yeah, I'll see what you want to say. Hello. Ali, baby. Hey, what's shaking in the love shack of the Canadian Super Gold, baby? Oh, hey, son. Hey, I love the highlight reel. I can't wait for... You want what? Whoa, boy. Trust me, let this one lie. Look, it's for your own good. Let it lie. Lee? Now, Lee, I'm going to ask you only once because I will not be held responsible for anything that happens to you if I regret this request of yours, okay? All right, boy. You know what? It's your funeral, baby. I love the buy rate. All right, see you in the ring. Hey, guys, wait up a second. Hey, hold on.
Fans, we have lost the feed, but from what I'm being told, Lee Real has requested to come to the ring despite Daryl Bazov's arrest and suspension from WWA. Perhaps he just wants his hand raised in an official fashion, but who am I to complain? So let's go to the ring for the official announcement of our main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I present to you the most electrifying, death-defying, and mystifying show on earth. I give you the man behind the magnificence. In a moment, he will come out here and greet you in his presence. And he waited tonight at a slim, prim, jack, 252 pounds and stands at 65 inches tall of pure athleticism from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is a human highlight film, the Canadian Wrestle God, and reigning and defending WWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real.
Flipping over the ropes and climbing the turnbuckle, I have to admit, as much as I dislike Lee Real, the fans here in WWA simply love this guy.
At this time, we would like to make the official announcement for tonight's main event. Due to the suspension levied by Mr. Mateen, your winner of the match by no show, and still WWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolute
Fans, the lights have gone out, and that is definitely Daryl Bazov's music. I'm not just sure what it means. I mean, Bazov's suspended, right? Well, there's his blue and gold laser light display covering our capacity crowd. And I'm not just talking about four, five, or six. Daryl Bazov has like 40 of these laser lights, and they're flashing out the initials on the stage of DB. As you can plainly see, everybody in the arena is on their feet, and they've got their loudest boos of the night saved up for the Boy Wonder. Finally, all the swirling lights come to a halt, forming a singular strobe, one blue and one gold, flanking each side of our stage, and this has to be the most elaborate entrance I have seen from Bazov in a long time. The boos are continuing to pour in, and as the curtains part, it's Daryl Bazov strutting out into the Target Center with a pair of unlocked handcuffs twirling around his finger. At this time, I am being told from my people in the back, Lee Real asked Mr. Petit just moments ago on the phone not to press charges or even suspend Bazov so that this match could take place. What I'm not sure about is why Petit would agree to this, but I'm sure we're going to find out. Perhaps on next show. Down the aisle, wearing a black robe with white sequins that spell out the words Career Killer, Bazov isn't even looking into this very hostile Minnesota crowd. Let's face the facts, folks. Daryl Bazov hates playing the bad guy, and he can't stand being booed. You know, I know this negative reaction from the crowd is because he's associated with Petit and Righteous, and perhaps Darryl's strategy to deal with these people and their negative reaction to his entrance here to WWA is just to ignore them. I don't know. But avoidance aside, it's clear this target center is indeed getting under his skin. Bazal stands outside the ring and pointing his finger downwards. Oh! Fireworks go off, and in the ring comes a former world heavyweight champion. Pulling the ropes, you can see Lee Real is finally feeling the pressure of entering this match against a real living legend. Wow, this Bazal is absolutely amazing.
Entering the ring at this time, he stands 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed in tonight at 289 pounds. He claims to be the first ever WWA World Champion, and he is the true living legend. Not only is he the real history maker, but he is undefeatable and unbeatable. International Champion of Champions and King of Kings. He is the career killer, the one, the only, Darryl Bazaar.
Handing the referee the WWA heavyweight belt, Lee Real circles cautiously before charging across the ring like a bat out of hell. Bazaar coils back and firing with a lightning-like powerfish strike. Lee Real hits the canvas like Mike Tyson against Buster Douglas, and looking up at Darryl Bazaar with fear in his eyes, I'm telling you, it is live. True fear, Lee Real has been busted open, and fans, that's how dangerous Darryl Bazaar is. Staggering backwards to his feet, Lee Real tries to put distance between himself and Bazaar, but Darryl snaps Lee Real at the midsection, forcing Real back into the corner with a career-killing spear. Pressing the action, Bazaar pulls Real from the canvas and tossing him into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Here comes Real off the rebound, and there goes Real, back face first into the logo, product of a textbook. Fine Buster, arrogant cover in the press. One, two, Real kicks out, and in some strange way, I think Bazaar was actually hoping for that. Darryl Bazaar has been off the hook impressive thus far by grounding Lee Real with power moves, and you can tell that the boy wonder certainly did his homework. Off the canvas and over Darryl's shoulder comes Lee Real, and it looks like Bazaar is setting up the Oklahoma Stampede. Two steps forward by Bazaar, but Real slips out the back door, pushing Bazaar chest first into the turnbuckle. Darryl back from the impact, and Real is there. The challenger on his head with a spinning side suplex that has to have Bazaar seeing stars. Up to the ropes and flipping backwards, Lee Real tags with a split leg and moonsault, and the referee pounds the canvas for the one, two, kick out by Bazaar, and this one's going to continue. Lee Real stands up Bazaar in the corner and reaching back, fires across the chest to the former world heavyweight champion, but Bazaar lets out a lion roar. Reversal in the corner, and spinning back fist dumps Lee Real flat on his ass, and Real has awoken the sleeping giant. Bazaar scowls at the crowd and brushing off the five knuckle shuffle down onto the broken nose of Lee Real comes Darryl Bazaar fist first, forcing Real's shoulders to the canvas. One, two, Real kicks out, and this one's going to continue. Folks, Lee Real has wrestled a fantastic match thus far, but you can't ignore the fact that Darryl Bazaar has dominated this contest as well, and it's only a matter of time before Bazaar makes a 1-2-3 cover. Pulling the champion to his feet, Bazaar goes for a scoop slam, but Lee Real counters. Small package. One, two, three. I think he did it. No. The referee is pointing to Bazaar's foot on the ropes, and boy, was that close. Bazaar pounds the canvas in frustration, and he knows that that was an amateur mistake. And yanking Real off the canvas by his hair, Bazaar tosses him into the ropes. Off the rebound comes Lee Real into a hard twist, and the champion. Oh, he's driven into the canvas with an awesome power slam. One, two. Bazaar pulls Real up, and I think the challenger has just lost his cool. Off the mat and hooking leg, Bazaar pulls back on the chin of his opponent, and crashing down hard onto the canvas. My God, what a side Russian leg sweep by the former world heavyweight champion. Arrogant press leads to a 1-2, and Darryl Bazaar pulls up his opponent once again. What's Bazaar trying to prove here? The WWA Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Just pin the guy, Bazaar. Back to the upright position come both men, and into the ropes for a second time goes Real. Back into the center of the ring, Darryl locks the lift and pulls down. Sidewalk slam. Oh, but Real changes the balance of the move. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, Real tornado DDT connects, and Lee Reels does have a strength, apparently, to combat from Bizarre's awesome power attack. Rolling from the ring, Lee Reels looks to get some... Uh-oh, maybe I'm wrong. He's not looking to get air. He's getting a steel chair, and he's sliding it back into the ring. In comes Reels after the weapon of extreme, and he's begging Daryl Bizarre to get to his feet. Daryl Bizarre is on uneasy legs, but he's trying to get up the best that he can. He wobbles in Reels' direction. Reels puts him in the chair. Over the chair. He's in cradle DDT position. Oh, my Lord. There it is. Down face first of Bizarre. He's shaking from the impact. Lee Reels has this one. One, one, two, three. He did it, my God. I don't believe it. No. The referee is saying that the blood covered Bizarre kicked out. And my God, folks, where did Daryl Bizarre get the strength to do such a thing? Apparently, Lee Reels isn't waiting to stick around to argue with the referee. He knows that Bizarre is ripe for the picking, and he's now climbing the rope. He might be looking for his finisher. The crowd gets to their feet, leaping into the air. High line of the night. Oh, he missed. Bizarre rolled out of the way, and Lee Reels missed. Chest first into the chair, and Lee Reels is writhing on the canvas in pain. Bizarre is pulling himself together. He's pulling himself up on the rope like Rocky against the Apollo Creed. And what the hell? Oh, what are you doing?
Mr. Valentine, would you like to buy an official Mike Morrison action figure? Limited edition, only 599,000 made.
Folks, the vendor for Mike Morrison has appeared here at ringside, and my God, Teddy Valentine just broke the action figure into pieces. Oh, Bizarre Blaster in the ring. Oh, it missed. Forget it, the vendor. Bizarre just missed the Bizarre Blaster. And the referee has left the ring to deal with the vendor, who is now beating the living crap out of Teddy Valentine. I didn't know that vendors can fight. Who would have thought? Bizarre goes to help Teddy, but real stuff. Now Bizarre to the attack with the 4-1-1. 1, 2, 3, and there's no one in the ring to count, and Lee Reels is furious. Lee Reels is now screaming at the referee, and Bizarre just tipped up. Bizarre just tipped up. Lee, don't turn around. Don't do it. Bizarre blaster to the chin, and Lee Reels is knocked out cold. Bizarre turns towards the fans with the cocky friggin'. Oh, right into the thunder. Super kick. Falling flat on his back. Did you see Daryl Bizarre's head crack open on the distorted steel chair? Mike Morrison throws Bizarre down onto the ground, and he's putting Reels on top of Bizarre before bailing from the square circle and pushing the referee underneath the ropes. Lee Reels has the advantage. 1, 2, 3. This one is over, and Lee Reels has defended his WWA heavyweight crown. My God, what a match!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, and still WWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Reels.
Folks, we are out of time tonight from the Staples Center, and on behalf of WWAEWrestling.org and Mr. Batiste, we will see you all in October live from New Orleans, where our main event will feature true greatness Mike Morrison going head-to-head with the winner getting a shot at the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship against the future Daryl Bizarre.
Yeah. This car cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.